WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett. And if you're feeling that familiar knot in your stomach when it comes to relationships like a rollercoaster of emotions where you're both soaring with joy and plummeting into panic, well, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: how attachment styles and anxiety intertwine. Ever felt like your anxieties are holding you back from truly connecting with someone? Or maybe you find yourself overthinking every interaction, constantly second-guessing their motives. You know that feeling when insecurity creeps in and whispers doubts in your ear? Yeah, we're talking about those tricky situations today. But don't worry, this isn't a doom and gloom session. Understanding how these two forces play together is the first step towards building healthier relationships, both with yourself and others. Think of it like this. Your attachment style is basically your blueprint for love, the patterns you've learned about closeness and connection from your early childhood experiences. Anxiety, on the other hand, can be that pesky gremlin constantly poking at your insecurities, making those pre-existing patterns even stronger. So, what can we do about it? Buckle up, because I'm dropping 5 golden nuggets to help you navigate this intersection with confidence. 1. Recognize your attachment style. The first step is self-awareness. Are you an anxious attacher who craves constant reassurance? A fearful avoider who feels overwhelmed by closeness? Or maybe you're somewhere in between. Knowing your style helps you understand why certain triggers set you off and how you might react in different situations. Think of it like deciphering your own love language. The more you know about yourself, the better equipped you are to communicate your needs and boundaries. 2. Challenge those anxious thoughts. Anxiety often thrives on what-if scenarios. It loves to paint worst-case pictures and convince you that disaster is lurking around every corner. But here's the secret. Most of those worries are just thoughts, not facts. Practice catching those anxious spirals before they take over. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? And what's a more realistic perspective? 3. Communication is key. Remember, your partner isn't a mind reader. Expressing your needs and concerns openly and honestly can prevent misunderstandings and build trust. Instead of assuming they know how you feel, tell them. Use I statements to express your emotions without blaming or accusing them. For example, instead of saying "you never listen to me," try "I feel unheard when I'm trying to share something important." 4. Practice self-care. Taking care of yourself is essential, especially when anxiety starts creeping in. Make time for activities that bring you joy and relaxation, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or indulging in a bubble bath. Remember, self-love isn't selfish, it's the foundation for healthy relationships. 5. Seek professional support. If anxiety is significantly impacting your life or relationships, don't hesitate to seek professional help. A therapist can provide you with tools and strategies to manage your anxiety and build secure attachments. Remember, you deserve to feel supported and empowered in your journey towards healthier connections. Let me share a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, who has an anxious attachment style. She often worries that her partner doesn't love her enough or will leave her. This insecurity leads her to constantly check his phone, overanalyze his texts, and become jealous easily. Even when he assures her of his love, she struggles to believe him because her anxiety whispers doubts in her ear. See how this cycle plays out. The key for Sarah is to recognize those anxious thoughts, challenge their validity, and focus on building trust through open communication with her partner. So, remember, understanding your attachment style and managing anxiety are like two sides of the same coin. By addressing both, you can unlock deeper, more fulfilling relationships. And don't forget to be kind to yourself throughout this process. Healing takes time, patience, and a whole lot of self-love. Ready to ditch those limiting beliefs and embrace secure connections? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and join us tomorrow for another dose of daily affirmations designed to empower you on your journey towards emotional well-being. Until then, stay radiant.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.